About 800 public water supplies have collected more than 1,500 samples for PFAS. That's according to Kyle Burton. He's a field operations director with the DNR. Burton says all of them are meeting state standards, and he says nearly 63% of samples detected no trace of the chemicals.
It's a positive to see that there is a significant majority of the systems that we're getting sample results from that are not negatively impacted, but we still have a lot of data to collect.
Around 2,000 systems are required to test for PFAS. While all sampled so far are meeting state limits, environmental advocates say around 30 systems exceed more stringent standards proposed by the EPA. Federal regulators plan to issue a final rule on PFAS limits in drinking water by the end of this year. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.